Time for the Big Boy Sports Recap, Tuesday edition, brought to you by
Market Big Boy.
Yet again, another one-goal loss by the Red Wings.
Oh, I didn't know you were going to start there. I really thought for once we were going to start in the NBA. No. And another player from Detroit.
Really?
That wants out of Detroit.
Well, no kidding.
Blake Griffin is going to sit out until they either trade him or they figure out a way to buy him out. And trading him is going to be pretty tough because he's owed $36.6 million this year and $39 million next year. Yeah, another player wanting out of
Detroit.
Okay,
can we go back to the damn Red Wings
now?
I'd much rather talk hockey.
Speaking
than
of another
pro basketball.
Team that's struggling
We're
in
gonna,
Detroit.
We are going to talk about basketball, but it's not going to be pro basketball for that long.
Is the NBA pro basketball anymore? Is it just like a show?
Apparently not in Detroit. Anyway, Detroit Red Wings lose 3-2 to the Blackhawks in overtime. Yet another one-goal loss. Here we go.
Yes. And
they do get a point out of it, but who really cares?
Yeah.
It's not like they're contending for a playoff spot. Unless they get these young kids going and, some amazing goaltending
miracle
happens.
Something? I don't know about that. They did tie it up in the third period just by DeJoes. Who's this? DJOOS? Who's that? DeJuice? I don't even. Is he on DeJuice?
Oh, good one.
The other goal is a better name. Namestnikov.
Yes, that's actually pretty close.
Is it?
Yeah. You didn't do bad.
Stikoff.
That's not nearly as funny. Do worse next time.
Okay, I'll try.
The Maple Leafs. I want to talk about the Maple Leafs for a second because the hockey world was roasting them last night. They had a 5-1 lead over the Ottawa Senators and blew it.
Yeah, and it went all the way to overtime.
Overtime loss.
Wow. Yeah.
I would say that's like a 27-point lead in the NFL.
Yeah, that's not good. 5-1 and you lose.
That's crazy.
That's awful. That's terrible.
The other game I wanted to just kind of make fun of was the Stars and the Predators had to postpone their game. Do you know why?
I don't know why.
It wasn't due to COVID. They got a little snow in Dallas.
Oh, yeah, just a little.
Little snow.
Did you see that stat yesterday? This is not really sports, but 330 million people in the United States had at one point yesterday, 150 million people didn't have power.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And those...
They don't know how to deal with it. That's the thing. Like, we could get 27 inches of snow. It's a pain in the butt, but we're ready for it.
And those
I mean?
Wind turbines were freezing. Like, it's freezing. They stopped moving. Well, that's not sports. But anyway.
Yeah, they definitely are in a state of emergency in a lot of places down south.
And the Red Wings do play again tomorrow against the Blackhawks again.
Let's go to college basketball real quick. A big upset last night, which the only reason I really want to bring this up is Florida State University has now won its 24th straight ACC home game. That's approaching Duke, Kentucky-type talk. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? Number 16, FSU upsets number 7, Virginia. 81-60. It wasn't even close.
No, it wasn't. It was 45-25 at the half.
Duly noting that from my brackets in March Madness.
Oh, really?
Let's go to the Brewers. They acquire veteran outfielder Derek Fisher. I don't know if this is really a big deal.
Is this news?
Kind of.
Okay.
You're still bitter about the Turner thing, man.
I am. But Fisher's 27. He batted .226 with one homer and 7 RBIs in 16 games last year. His career batting average, Adam, is .194.
Big
That's
news.
Below the Mendoza
big,
line.
Big news, I tell you.
They're saying that the best part about him experience is he has played left field, center field, and right field. So more of a...
utilitarian player.
Yeah, and
at least
more defensive.
All right, let's finish up with the NFL. I know that you were excited about someone that got released, and it's not J.D. Watt.
Well, I wasn't. I was excited. I just saw that Kawan Short, defensive tackle for the Carolina Panthers, who actually has had both of his last two seasons injuries that he had to not finish the season in both. He was signed a 5-year, $80 million contract in 2017 after having 24.5 sacks in 3 years.
Yeah.
Boy, could the Packers use this guy. He was going to count $20.8 million against the cap, but now he's been released. Anyone can sign him for whatever they want to sign. How much is he going to want?
I'm really not sure, but does that mean that... I mean, how does he get his money? He had a contract. He got released.
Well, he only gets his guaranteed part of his contract. Remember, you know?
Well, if it wasn't for his shoulder injuries... I mean, the guy's only played 5 games in the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's a gamble.
Yeah.
He might just retire.
What? He's young.
He's 32.
Is he really?
Kawhi Short is 32 years old, yeah.
Okay, well then, maybe I don't want him. I'd rather have 31-year-old J.J. Watt. He's a year younger.
All right, let's finish up.
Yeah, some sad news. Vincent Jackson, you remember him?
Yeah.
NFL wide receiver was found dead Monday.
38 years old.
Yeah, 38 years old. In his hotel room, they still don't, no signs of trauma, so they haven't decided what happened yet. There's investigation. Yeah. That's sad, though. He was good. Played for Tampa Bay. Remember him?
Yeah, I do. It's really sad when you hear stuff like this. So.
Mm-hmm.
You got anything else?
I do not. Not much sports news going on right now.
That's
but,
the way it is until March Madness kicks in.
A little tidbit for me, though. Remember how last year I was going to go to the draft in Vegas?
Mm-hmm.
It's not in Vegas this year. It's in next year. I'm going next year for sure. But I think I'm going to Vegas to watch the draft.
Hey, you got to make sure you call us then.
Yeah, I mean, it's just going to be on TV like it would be here. But it's kind of cool to watch it in Vegas. And then next year be there. Hopefully live.
Yeah, don't we all hope live? Lots of things are live.
Yes.
Big Boy Sports Recap, ready by
Marquette Big Boy.
I'll catch you tomorrow.
All right.
The Outdoor Show.